excited for the weekend. Gotta sleep super early this evening, cause very early in the morning I'm leaving. The last time I was there, I was in the 8th grade. Dang, I'm growing old, that's over a decade. 10 years later, more memories to be made. Last time was with my class, this time is with my neighbor. Last time I was a student, this time I'm doing labor. Last time was way before I even knew my major. It was before I learned the use of a razor, and was prior to my realization of putting words into paper. That's my life in a snapshot. The following year, the Eagles were my mascot. And it was the Raiders, but more recently the Bulldogs was my last stop. Hamza out, mic drop. Listening to great speakers, wise words being spoken. From my slumber beneath my blanket of comfort, I've been reawoken. For those not present, this poem will serve as your token. Many of the things I've heard will leave your heart broken and your eyes soaking. But the promise of my Lord is what keeps me hoping, it's what keeps me going. I just gotta do my part and leave the rest to my Lord who is all-knowing. The speech has taught me to speak truth to power. Truth is hard to swallow cause its taste is sour. Whereas falsehood has a sweetness that many are ready to devour. Amidst adversity we must remain brave and not allow ourselves to cower. And I'm thankful to the Lord for allowing me to partake in this journey of ours. The weather here, like our situation, is one of slight showers. But after the storm clears, the clouds disappear and the sun manifests its power.